is a powerful tool that serves you and your family every day. But how do you juggle all of life's demands, raise a family, and keep your house under control? That's what this show is all about. Welcome to the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Megan Smith, Midwest mama who is obsessed with getting rid of crap and passionate about realistic problem solving. And I'm here to help you transform your unique spaces by giving you permission to make intentional decisions that empower you to confidently stress less and live more. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Stress Less Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about seasonal decorating and organizing seasonal decorations. And of course, this came to me at a time when we are transitioning from summer to fall, and we all see the pumpkin spice lattes popping up and the cozy sweaters. And it just brought back some memories of myself and when I made the decision about if seasonal decorating was right for me or not. So I'm going to start off with a little story for you. I used to dive into seasonal decorating like every holiday, every season change. But one year I found myself packing away Easter bunnies in June and realized this just wasn't for me anymore. This was back when I was learning how to be an adult in my early 20s. I was trying to do all the things my mom had done in our house while I was growing up, the things my friends were doing at their houses. One of the things that I was trying to do was decorate my house for all the holidays and seasons. Now, back then, we lived in a tiny house. We barely had any storage, and so much so that some of our things were kept in my mother-in-law's attic above her garage. And here I was feeding my impulsive shopping tendencies by purchasing seasonal decor because it was cute. Then when the holiday and that season was over, I had to find a place to store it, which, like I said, we didn't have many options. And this went on for a few seasons, maybe a year or two. And honestly, it did not bring me joy one bit. It stressed me out a lot. Now that I'm a mom, it's almost laughable to think that I just didn't need one more thing added to my plate back then. But it's true. With my husband being a farmer, a lot of the household responsibilities are left to me. And at that time, I just did not have a good system for seasonal decorations. I remember at one time, I even made the decision to change from decorating for each holiday to only decorating for the four seasons. There, that will make it more manageable, right? But it didn't. I did not like it. I don't love the cyclical tasks. I'm always running behind on them. I finally decided, enough, I'm not decorating for the seasons either. My house is going to have a timeless, seasonally neutral setup, and I'm only going to decorate for Christmas. If you've been listening to me for a while now, you know I love Kendra Adachi from The Lazy Genius, and one of her lazy genius principles is to decide once. This is a really great example of that. I decided once, and that's how I've been for the past 7-ish years in my house. It was so freeing to let go of my seasonal decorations. So like I said, we're currently transitioning from summer to fall with the winter holidays fast approaching, and now is the perfect time to assess your seasonal decorations, especially before the rush of the holiday season. And with holiday shopping season just around the corner, having your seasonal decorations organized means you can enjoy the festivities without the stress of clutter. So I'm going to leave it up to you to figure out if seasonal decorating is right for you. But if it is, we're going to talk about how to organize it. And like I said, this decision is completely personal and there's no one size fits all answer. So last week I did a poll on my Instagram stories and the question was, are you team seasonal decor or team seasonally neutral decor? And I just wanted to share the results of that quick. So 23% of responders said that they decorate for all holidays. I was kind of surprised about that. 27% said that they had the same decor all year. 46% said they only decorate for major holidays, and 4% just wanted to see the results. I was surprised that like more people decorate for all the holidays. Like there was more of those votes than I was expecting, but also it didn't surprise me that the most people said that they only decorate for major holidays, but it was almost a bit comforting that like more people are more aligned with my decision than I thought, which that just stems from society and expectations we put on ourselves that nobody else really cares about. So I'd like to encourage you to take some time to reflect on whether seasonal decorating energizes you or if it feels more like an obligation. And I always come with questions for you. So you can ask yourself questions like, does it bring you joy or does it add stress? Are you excited to swap out your decor or do you dread doing it? Different lifestyles impact this decision. Like busy moms or working professionals, how many kids you have at home and their ages. Does decorating for each season support a value or a priority in your life? Do seasonal decorations help set the mood for family traditions or celebrations in your house? Or do they feel like clutter to you? So let's think about that. What is your motivation for decorating? Is it coming from a societal expectation? Is it because everyone on Instagram is doing it too? My mom actually loves to decorate her house for each season, and it makes her so happy. And she especially loves when other people come over and notice her decorations. I always love going home and seeing her house decorated. It's comforting to me, and I can appreciate what she loves to do. It, of course, feels good to compliment her work as well. But you can even tell in her house, 99% of the time, she does not have wild children running around anymore. My parents are also retired, so she has time to do the things she enjoys most. Right now, my house has kids running wild, balls being thrown, forts being built, and I do not want to worry about my decorations being broken either. I have different priorities set right now. And that's okay. Now, if seasonal decorating is right for you and you love it, I do have some tips for how you can manage it. You should definitely set up systems to manage your seasonal decor in the most efficient way so that you can enjoy the most out of every season. And it's important that we set ourselves up to be purposeful and intentional. One thing that's really important is to take your regular seasonally neutral decor away from your space before putting up your holiday decor on top of it. Your house will feel cluttered if you just put your seasonal decor on top of what's already there. Also, be sure to create a dedicated area in your home for seasonal decor. So this can simplify the process when it's time to switch decorations. Common storage spaces for seasonal decorations are garages, attics, or basement storage rooms, even under the stairs. Think of a place where you can put something you don't need often. All my Christmas decorations are under the landing in our garage. Also, be sure to have your decorations sorted out by season, summer, fall, winter, and then definitely by specific holidays if you have a lot. My sister is a huge Halloween fan, and I know that she would have her own storage bins for just her Halloween stuff, separate from her fall items. But categorizing by season or holiday really helps keep things in order. One thing that I feel is really important is to use clear containers so that your items are easy to find. But sometimes it's just easier to know what you're grabbing at and getting down and moving around if you can see what is inside the bins. So this tip is not going to surprise you at all. But of course, labels are critical in organizing your seasonal decorations so that you can easily find them when needed. This saves time and energy when you're working through this project. You can even include a note on each box with the items it contains. Label each bin. This helps when you are getting things out and putting things away. I also like to leave a note for myself where I like to put each decoration. So I might leave a sticky note or a piece of paper in the bin with the decoration that says TV console or hallway bookshelf or picture ledge. Then when I get those items out, I know exactly where they go. Also, it's important to periodically assess your seasonal decorations. You really only need to keep what you put out and what you love. Don't feel like you need to hang on to anything for any reason if it's not something that you are happy to have. A lot of times Christmas decorations can hold a lot of sentimental value, and I'm not talking about those. I'm just talking about the ones that you don't love, or they turn kind of cheesy, or maybe they were a gift that someone just gave to you during the last holiday season, but you don't really have a place for it. It's okay to let those items go. Before each new season, take inventory of what you have and donate or recycle what you no longer need. And if something breaks or if I need something new, I also like to leave a note for myself in the bin as well. Last Christmas, we had several strands of lights that weren't working, and I had already tried replacing a bunch of the bulbs, so I threw them away. But I left a note for myself that said, need to buy XYZ. So when I get into that bin, I know I need to get some of those for this year. If I was really on top of it, I would have bought some on clearance at the end of the season last year, but that didn't happen. I'm pretty sure I even need to buy a new Christmas tree this year. So you can create an easy to follow system for switching between seasons. You just have to clearly about what is Take some time to think about what is going to work best for you. Depending on how often you swap out your decor, there are a few tips here that you could use, but some of these are specific to me and how I operate, so it might not work for you. But I really like to put my regular decor in my Christmas bins. So when I get my Christmas stuff out, my regular seasonally neutral decor has a place to go until I'm ready to put Christmas away. So my decorations just switch back and forth. But if you decorate from one season to the next, hear me out on this. If we have 4 seasons of decorations, you can have 3 sets of bins. One set of decorations would always be out on display. So when you're ready for the next season to come out, you would empty one set of bins, and then you can put the currently displayed decor into the newly opened up bins. They'd be on their own rotation. I'd suggest using painter's tape and a permanent marker to label the bins, since they would be changing, rather than sticking nice labels on those bins. When you're taking everything down from one season, have a go-to spot to set items that will be put away. Mine is my kitchen table and my island counter. That's always the stuff that's being put away. The stuff that is going up is in my living room as I work through the process. So seasonal decorating doesn't have to feel overwhelming. If it's something you love, it's worth setting up systems to make it easy and enjoyable. I'll be sure to leave a link in the show notes for my favorite organization products to help you with seasonal decorations. So now that you've heard me out, what are your feelings on seasonal decor? Are you going to take a more purposeful and intentional look at your decor? Are you going to take a more purposeful and intentional look at your decoration stash as we move through the upcoming seasons? Are you ready to get it organized so it's easier to swap out your decorations? Or did you have an epiphany during this episode and decide it's time to let go of a lot of your seasonal decor? I'd love to hear your thoughts, so be sure to send me a message on Instagram at Megan Smith Stress Less. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. To keep this conversation going, connect with me on Instagram at Megan Smith Stress Less. I'm always looking for an excuse to talk about home organization. If you're looking for support decluttering, organizing, or making motherhood feel more manageable, check out my website, MeganSmithStressLess.com, and find out if a virtual, in-person, or DIY organizing session would be right for you. This episode is brought to you by Play Spaces That Work. If you're a mama who feels overwhelmed by the amount of toys in your home, or your frustration over a lack of toy storage means you're constantly nagging your children to clean up, then this audio course is for you.
Your home doesn't have to feel like the toys have taken over. Hi, I'm Megan. I've combined my experience from being a mom, an elementary educator, and the owner of a professional home organizing business to bring you the step-by-step process to creating play spaces that work in your home. Inside this private podcast, you'll learn how to set up your home to function seamlessly with intentional toy evaluation and storage protocols, all while promoting independent play. When you enroll in Play Spaces That Work, a private podcast isn't the only thing you're getting, though. You will gain access to resources like the toy categories list, the toy evaluation tool, my product recommendation guide, the course workbook that will walk you through making all your decisions, plus a to-do list to keep you on track. Instead of spending more time tidying up your home than you spend with your family, it's time to create Play Spaces That Work. Be sure to visit the link in the show notes to learn more.